Welcome everyone to another episode of Behind the Pen. I'm your host, Karina Gantis, also CEO of Author Assist. We help authors with their books, with marketing, promotion, publishing, the whole works. Today, my very special guest is Tracy Irving. Welcome to the show, Tracy.
Thanks, Karina. It's nice to be here.
It's great to have you. So my first question always is, what do you use your pen for?
Mostly to help other people to get time freedom in their business. So I help busy business owners to achieve their goals.
Wonderful. And you also write, am I correct there, that you've actually published a book?
Yes.
Brilliant.
I'm not going to say it's my first book. I'm going to say it's my book because I'm not quite sure I have a second in me, to be honest.
I bet you do. But it's like I've said quite a few times with the book, because you're writing about what you do, it shows your expertise. It shows you have an authority in what you do. And it's an amazing marketing tool.
Yes, it is. And I've really enjoyed the feedback of when people say how practical it is and what help they've got from it. That's really made it worth the imposter syndrome I got whilst I was writing it.
Oh, bless you. We'll talk about that, actually, because a lot of writers have that. I've even gone through it and I've got 14 best-selling novels. But I still have imposter syndrome, yeah. So we'll talk about that. But I want to go back to when you left school. Did you get a job? Did you go on to further education? What were you into back then?
So I was a single parent at 18. So literally my life
went to a standstill.
I did everything backwards and I don't regret a minute of it. My daughter is now, she's 30 next year, and we have the best relationship ever. I've loved watching
her. She's 30.
She's 30 next year, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you don't look old enough.
50 next year.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So we have a fantastic relationship. I enjoy watching her as a mum, but she's got two children herself now.
Oh,
and
wow.
I feel like, yeah, so even though I was a child having a child, I don't regret a minute. I think the way that our lives have both panned out has been absolutely superb. So I had her for a while, and then I got offered a job when she was two that I would have died for when she was four. And I ummed and ahed about it and I thought, what do I do? So I took it because I realised it was an opportunity for me to start on that ladder of what I wanted to do. And I became a payroll assistant. And back then, 30 years ago, it took me 2.5 days a week to pay 30-odd men wages. Like, to know how much
in
our...
It wasn't digital anymore. It wasn't digital. You had to do everything in your head. You had to do everything by
hand. Lots of tables. Yeah, I had tables, I had calculator, I had everything. And just knowing in our accounting practice now how long it takes us to pay 30 men, like in a weekly wage salary, is just bonkers that it took me 2.5 days.
Yeah.
And that's when my career started. I then got offered, that grew into an office manager's role. And when Elaine was starting school, that's when I went full time. I worked for an electrical contractors for over a decade. And other than running my own business, that's the only proper job I've ever had.
Oh, bless. So you were there for how many years, though, until you decided to do something else?
So I started working for them in 96. And I actually started my own practice in 2002 by accident. So I had a friend who unfortunately has passed since, we lost her in our 30s. She had been given the job of running an after school club. And she said she was fine with the account side of stuff. She could keep that, but she didn't know how to pay her team. And at the time, there was no digital payroll stuff. And she said to me, she went, would you be able to help me with the payroll? And I said, well, yeah, I could. And then when I mentioned it to another friend, she was like, well, actually, I could really do with that, because I've been paying my staff under the counter, because she didn't know what to do. So I just set up, it was called TI Payroll originally, and I set up TI Payroll in 2002, and I just helped small businesses in my local area. I remember going around with my dog and posting a leaflet through all the shops in
That's
our local
how
town.
You did it, yeah.
And I had 20 clients within 6 weeks, because that's how many people I'd realized that I'd found a
niche. They needed
your
help.
I wish I had the business knowledge I have now. I wish I had that back then, because my business would be very different. But it took me a long time.
You start off somewhere, don't you?
I did start, yeah. And I still worked for electrical contractors up until 2006. Mm. And as it was growing, people started to ask me to do bookkeeping. So I asked my mum if she'd come and help me. She'd been in a job that was like, not, it was a negative place, and she'd had a heart attack, and I didn't want her going back to that environment.
No, yeah.
And I said, so why don't you come and work for me and help me? She did. My mum helped me
she
a lot
about
in the early days.
Then, did she? About accounting?
Yes, yeah, so she did the bookkeeping work, whilst I went to actual work still for a long time. And then when I told my boss I was leaving, he actually said, oh, Tracy, it's a nice hobby, but you can't make a living out of it.
Did you turn around and say, oh, yes, I can?
I proved him wrong. Big time proved him wrong. So that was in 2006. I took the plunge and went fully self-employed. So from 2002 until 2016, I was at the helm of TI Accountancy. So I was like the integral part, and it grew considerably. It's a town centre premises accountancy in Barrow-in-Furness. It's an employee-owned business, so three of the other employees are actually directors of the company now, two of which were actually apprentices when they started, and it's a thing I'm really, really proud of, that actually I've grown the business through apprentices, and I think it's a fantastic way of like getting really good people to work in your business.
Oh yeah, so, and for them to work for you, because if they've got a chance of moving up like that and actually being part of the business, that's an amazing opportunity.
Yeah. So we've been an employee-owned company since 2017, I think, and that came about because I moved to Spain. So I moved to Spain in 2016. Some would say I had a midlife crisis. Others would say I just saw the light. I don't know. But my granddad died. He was 94. It wasn't a sad thing, because obviously he'd had an amazing life, but it hit me really hard. And I realised that I didn't enjoy my life. Like, I had this really successful business, but I was that person. I was going in first. I was going home last. I wasn't spending any time with my family.
Yeah.
And when my granddad was poorly, he was in a hospice, and I was going from work. I was waiting and working extra, so I was waiting until like the hospital visiting hours started, then I was going visiting him in the hospital, and then I wasn't going home till like 8-9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I hear you on this.
And once he passed, I had no excuse not to go home at 5 o'clock, but I still didn't want to, and I realised how unhappy at home I was. And so it literally was a combination of created this monster, a brilliant monster. TI Accountancy, like, I loved it, but I didn't love how much it relied on me.
Yeah.
And then I had this whole thing at home that I didn't actually want to be there. So within a year,
it had to change.
It changed. Within a year, I had got divorced, I'd processed the entire business, and I moved to Alicante.
Why Spain? What drove you to Spain?
I'd come here in the summer. I was thinking of moving to Manchester, by the way, to be closer to my daughter. I don't know why I thought it. I just kind of wanted to get away from, like, home. And it's not, we wasn't the people. I still miss the people there. It was the whole, I think it was slightly embarrassment of my marriage not working, wanting to be away from the office so that it didn't it didn't totally rely on me. But I've been on holiday in the summer and we've met some friends here, and I realised that actually it was somewhere I really did like, and I just took the opportunity.
How long were you there for?
What, in the summer or now?
No, are you living there now? You're in Spain now still?
I'm speaking to you.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were back in the UK.
No.
Oh, wow. Oh, no wonder about the connection then. I totally get it now.
Yeah, I mean, here 7 years in December.
I was in Greece for 30 years. I came back to the UK in April.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so yeah. I've done what you've done, just packed up and went over to a foreign country, started again. My marriage ended. I was married to a Greek and my marriage ended, so that's why I'm back in the UK, whereas yours ended in the UK and you went over to Spain. I love it.
And I now live with a very handsome and very nice Dutchman.
A Dutchman in Spain?
Yes.
How sweet.
Yeah, we live in Spain and I'm English and he's Dutch, so it's a very cosmopolitan household.
Yeah, it must be. How did you two meet then?
So he came on holiday here in 2019 and made my very simple life a bit more complicated. So I actually spent COVID in the Netherlands. So when we went into lockdown, he was here, and when he was going home, I think it was the 19th of March, I said to him, please, can I come with you? Spain was so locked down that I really didn't want to actually be here on my own. So me and the dog flew to the Netherlands with him. And I said, it'll be a month. You know what everybody was like? Everyone's like, it'll be over in a minute.
No one knew, I said,
I'll come up for a month. And then I'll get Pixel, which is the dog. Pixel and I'll come back down. I actually didn't get home until the 24th of July because I couldn't fly the dog back to Spain. Oh. So the dog, we were stuck. No, I was not bothered because it was beautiful. Where he lived in the Netherlands at the time was on the coast where that really long beach is all the way on the north of the Netherlands. And I used to get to walk on the beach every day. It was a nice time for me. Very, very busy in the accountancy, but it was nice.
So you're remote then, you're digital, you can run your company anywhere you want around the world.
Yes, so there's the business itself is in Barrow in Furness, but all our clients are like nationwide. We have clients everywhere in the UK. Primarily we're a bookkeeping company and we are a digital company. So we've always been digital. So when I removed myself, it wasn't really a big deal. I will say I use Zoom a long time before it was the in thing though. So I used to have to explain what Zoom was. I don't have to do that after COVID anymore. Everyone knows what it is. So, but the business has grown and it doesn't rely on me anymore. And I actually only work in the business 2 days a week. And that's where the book came from. So I got a lot of people asking me, how did I do what I did? And I realized I was telling the same stories all the time. And I was just like, I want to help people. So I wrote the book in 2019. And that's when I got my imposter syndrome. It sat on my desk, on my desktop for 3 years because I couldn't edit it. I just couldn't. Every time I tried to edit the book, I was like, why would anybody want to pay to read this? But it didn't actually come out until 2013. So it's only been out for 6 months. And right. I honestly regret having that
first
period
of all,
time.
Darling, congratulations. Well done. Because it's not easy to write a book. It's not easy to publish a book. It's certainly not easy to get everything that you know in this field down in a way that is going to interest people. And I think that's where your problem came. You read it as in, you already knew all this, but would it be helpful to somebody else? Well, yes, it would. It's because you have that, it is a niche. I mean, I do know of others that have written books about time management and everything to help with businesses and small entrepreneurs and everything, but it's still a niche. And your book is going to be different your information, your tips, your golden nuggets are going to be different from the other person.
Yeah, they are. And the feedback I've had from it has been phenomenal. I actually went last week to a recording studio and I've just literally spoken the audible version. That's coming out at Christmas too. So that's a whole new market of people. So
you did it yourself, you narrated it yourself.
I spoke it myself, yes. Well so done. Yeah, they have my northern drawl for 5.5 hours.
I say to everyone, except fiction authors, unless they're really good at doing voices and what have you, that when you do a non-fiction audiobook, it should be you doing it because it's your story, it's your passion, and that comes out when you're talking.
I think it's better that it's me, even though it wasn't easy, by the way. This isn't, I know I actually have a more respect for people who actually do it full time now, because my voice gave out on day two, which I was absolutely shocked with, because
you talk and talk
apparently
and talk
normally. I talk all the time.
Oh.
Maybe not. And tripping over certain words. I worked out, I find it hard to say the word millennial, and I find it hard to say the uncommunicative.
Change the word. Change it. You don't have to use that word.
Change this word.
Even though that was the word in the book, tripping over them all the time. You just changed it. Just tripping up on a word. Yeah, I can imagine.
I really did. But yeah, I enjoyed the process, and I'll always be grateful for those 3 days, because being in a recording studio and doing the audible version for my book is something I would never ever have dreamt that I would ever say, and I actually will be grateful for that experience for the rest of my life.
Yeah, whether you enjoyed it, you hated it, whatever, it is an experience and it's part of your journey, and you were meant to do it, just like writing that book was part of your journey, and you're writing that book to help people, and that's what we're here for on earth, is to help people.
That's my biggest value.
So let's talk about the book. I mean, what's it called? What is it about?
Oh, 1, 2, 3. I've got a copy here. It's called 1, 2, 3. And it is my journey. It's all the mistakes I made and all the good things I did. So it's a very heartfelt book. It's very practical at the same time. It's all about, you know, as a normal person, how I actually grew a business to the point where I'm actually able to live my happy in Spain, and it functions whether I'm there or not.
So it's memoir, autobiography.
But with lots of lessons in it for small businesses.
What made you write it? What made you one day think, I've got to tell my story?
I think it was the repetitiveness of telling my stories all the time, and like, I people would ask me the same questions, and I thought, do you know what? I feel that now is probably the right time to share that, and be able to read those answers that, you know, I was saying all the time. And when I was doing one-to-ones with people and helping them, I realized actually how much I could help. I wasn't just an accountant anymore. Like, I'm much more than that. I think that was the realization that actually, I may have been a bookkeeper for 22 years, but actually, I'm a business owner, and I can share
experience.
Yes, and I've really enjoyed doing that. And I kind of like a new venture's come totally out of the book because of what we talk about in it.
Can you talk about that, or is that a secret?
Yes, no, it's not a secret. So I recently just launched as the Time Freedom Alchemist. So part of my goals for 2023 was to become a better mentor for my team and my clients. And because I've written the goal down and because I was researching it, I don't know how it happened, but I found myself on a degree course. So June of 2023 was kind of busy. I was trying to do my, I was trying to launch the book. So the book launch was coming up. And I was trying to do my assignment for my college degree. So I've got a level 5 business coaching and mentoring degree now, and I've learned so much about myself, so much. And so I kind of wanted to put that to good use. And I wanted to do a retreat to Spain. This is what I wanted. I wanted people to come for 2 days, have a really nice time in the sun, learn about time freedom, and then go home. But my coach, because I believe everybody should have a coach, including coaches, my coach said, have you talked to your target market? Like, well, a few. And she was like, you need to speak to more people. So we put a post on LinkedIn and said, are you working over 40 hours? Do you feel like you're running on a hamster wheel and you can't get off? Do you want more time freedom? If you do, would you spare me 30 minutes of your time? And I got people saying, I really want to, you know, I will spare you 30 minutes of my time. And every time I mentioned the retreat, they all said, it's really nice, Tracy. I will meet lovely people. I will nod my head in the right places. I get to understand that, yes, that's what I need to do. And then I'm going to go home, back to the busy office, okay, and get back on that hamster wheel. It's never going to happen.
Yeah.
So my 2-day retreat has turned into an 18-month program that's broken down into sections, because I actually recognize my target market need time to implement stuff.
Yeah, like, you're not just going to go back and suddenly get into a routine. It doesn't work.
No,
like, slowly, small steps, slowly, yeah.
It's got to be slow. So the thing I worked out the most is there's the two things that matter the most of why it's never worked for them before. First one was mindset, and the second one is accountability. So I've created courses that are totally around mindset and accountability, because I recognize that that's what's going to make me different. So I did a soft launch by doing a goal setting course, and I've got a goal setting course coming up. And I get no imposter syndrome, by the way, for my goal setting course, because I know I'm bloody good at it. Why can't I feel like that about everything? So, I was still a little bit tentative about putting myself out there. This is the first course I've ever put on.
Yeah.
And it sold out within 2 weeks. Wow. And I was like, oh. So, yeah, in true Peter Kay style, I've launched another day for the week after because I didn't want other people to miss out. So that's really helped my confidence to move forward. So in 2024, we're going to have a mindset workshop every couple of weeks that people can come on and like try and actually understand their mindset behind why they do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the courses are going to be quite exclusive. They're going to be on application only. And then if I find out, because I want to actually help people. This isn't about me making money. This is about me helping other people to find they're happy. So actually, I need to make sure they're at the right point in their mindset for them to come on the course. So I'm really, really looking forward to actually doing it. I'm so excited about 2024. I'm trying to rush end of 2023.
I can feel your passion, Tracy. It is amazing. I'm so happy for you. I'm so thrilled. Because like I said, everything you do, we do, it has a purpose. Even if it's a bad negative thing we went through, like our marriages, it makes us who we are. And we go through these steps. And you started off, like you said, bookkeeping, your accounting, your business, then the book. And because of all that, it then pushed you into what you were supposed to be here to do.
I feel this is who I'm supposed to be. Yeah. I do. I feel like this is what I was meant to do, help other people to find they're happy. So, yeah, can't wait.
Oh, it's amazing. Oh, how wonderful. So where can people buy the book? How can they get in touch with you and find out? I mean, are you still doing a retreat to Spain, or is that not included?
No, so
now?
We're kind of just doing the courses online at the minute. I think what we are looking at is maybe doing a graduation. When people graduate, and then doing some kind of retreat to Spain so that they can all celebrate together.
Oh, that would be lovely.
These are going to be people who have seen each other online every single month, because I'm going to do small like cohort. Yeah. So effectively, it's like doing a degree.
See, that's perfect. That is amazing. Your ideas are fabulous. And it's all going to come together because, yeah, that is just the ending you need for something like that.
When I was reading the book out loud last week, so in 2019, I still drank alcohol. I'm sober now, totally sober. And there's a part in the book where I say that I need time to focus on my ideas, and that once a week I will walk the dogs without a book in my ear, because I listen to all my books, by the way, and because I walk a lot with the dogs. And as I'm reading it, I sat and thought, lying, because I don't need that anymore. Since I've been sober, I get ideas before my breakfast. But when I spoke to my copywriter, the lady who literally helped me edit the book, told her, I said, it felt like I was lying, because you know, 3 years later, I don't have that problem anymore. And she said, it isn't being sober, Tracy. It's finding your passion. She said, you're getting ideas, Time Freedom Alchemist, all the time, because it's what you were meant to do. And I was like, oh, I'd never thought of it. Like, just put it down to being sober.
Oh, bless. Again, that was part of your journey, part of what you needed to go through to become who you are.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 2.5, yeah, nearly 3 years I haven't drank for now.
Oh. Wow. It's what you've got coming up for next year. I'm excited for you, so I can only imagine how you are. It's a lot of planning, a lot of work. But as you said, it's not about making money and making a name for yourself or anything like that. It's knowing that you're helping people that need that help, that you're giving what you've learned back, which is why I do Author Assist as well.
Nice, isn't it? It is really nice.
So the book, is it available on Amazon and your website?
It's actually not available on the website just yet. It is available just because of the actual trying to get it out to people from Spain. So I need some kind of distribution thing. I haven't considered that yet. However, it is available on Amazon in paperback and Kindle. It will be available from December 2023 as an Audible version too. And if you want to get hold of me, my website is timefreedomalchemist.co.uk.
And they can find out about the course that you're doing, the webinars and everything from there. That's amazing. Oh, well, yeah. Just a piece of advice, even though you can't, you haven't figured out how to do the distribution. I was the same in Greece. I couldn't get my books out to people because the shipping was ridiculous. You can sell your ebook from your website. You could do it today. That money is going to your pocket and not to a third party greedy corporation like. So use them for what they're supposed to be used for, a bookshelf.
Yes.
So that's my tip for you. I wish you all the best. I'm so excited for you. I'm going to keep an eye on the book launch, see how you get, and if I can help at all with that, I certainly will. I wish you all the success in your 2024 is just going to be awesome for you. I can feel it.
Thanks. And your passion
so addictive, your passion. It's just like beaming. You are beaming right now. You're just lit up. It's beautiful.
I got told I was infectious the other day.
Yes, you are.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yes, you are. Oh my God. You know, the next thing you need to do is speaking. And don't be afraid.
So that's what my coach is helping me with, by the way. So my coach is to help me improve my speaking skills, because I'm okay on a Zoom meeting like this. I feel quite comfortable. But if you stick me in front of even just 20, 25 people on a stage, I have spoke, by the way, to 100 of my peers in New York. But that process of getting me on that stage was horrendous. Oh. And I'm really proud of what I did. But it's not comfortable to me. So that I agree. Yeah. That is my next point. Part of my goals for 2024 is to get 5 speaking gigs.
You're made to be a speaker. You're made to get not just your message out in a book. You're made to tell people. because you have that passion and it comes off, and you are infectious. You just light up, and then people are going to resonate with you. They're going to understand exactly where you're coming from, and yeah, you need to get what you know out there and help people. And I think the speaking is the next thing for you. Of course, you've got so much on right now with the courses and everything that you can't split yourself. Unfortunately, we can't clone ourselves yet. It will come one day. But yeah.
It takes time, freedom, Karina. I can exactly. Literally. My diary's as full as I'd like it to be.
Exactly. Always give time for yourself. Always self-care. Always. If you don't look after yourself, you can't look after other people. Simple as that.
So important. So important.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being a guest on Behind the Pen, Tracy.
It's been thank you for having me.
Awesome chatting with you, and I wish you all the best.
You too. So thanks again. I'll speak to you soon.